From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to attend ASEAN Para Games closing ceremony. Former presidents and vice presidents invited to join Independence Day ceremony. Amrah Mawati, now the news in detail. Chairman of the Indonesian ASEAN Para Games Organizing Committee, or INASPOK, Gibran Rakabuming Raka, has confirmed that President Joko Widodo will attend the 2022 ASEAN Para Games closing ceremony this weekend. Raka, who is also mayor of Surakarta, informed on Monday he didn't disclose the names of the performers who will be featured at the ceremony. He said it must remain a secret to surprise the public. Speaking about the health protocols for the closing ceremony, the INASPOK chairman said invitees in first and second rings will be required to undergo a COVID-19 swab test one day before the event. Next, we have the presidential palace that will invite former presidents and vice presidents to attend the 77th Indonesian Independence Day commemoration ceremony at the presidential palace complex in Jakarta on August 17, 2022. This was pointed out by the Presidential Secretariat's Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media, Bey Mahmudin, in a press conference broadcast by the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Monday, as quoted by Antara. We continue with Indonesia that has stopped the imports of corn except for that used as raw material for industrial purposes, such as for producing sweeteners and other items. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo at the presidential office on Monday informed the government is no longer importing rice and corn, except corn used for industrial needs, including for producing sweeteners. He also stated at the meeting on Monday, President Joko Widodo instructed ministers to increase corn production, both for raw materials and post-harvest products. The last news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Industry, which is implementing the 2022 Indonesia Food Innovation Program in a bid to develop new entrepreneurs in the food sector. The government, through the Ministry of Industry, encourages business actors to continue to innovate to create innovative products so they can continue to survive and also develop their businesses in the current situation that is full of new things. This was pointed out by the Ministry's Director General of Small, Medium, and Multifarious Industries, Reni Anita, at the kickoff event of the 2022 Indonesia Food Innovation, as reported by Antara on Monday. Now we continue with the international news. Japanese Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki on Tuesday reiterated the need for currencies to move stably, reflecting fundamentals, describing recent yen swings as hectic, highlighting the complication for authorities in responding to sharp currency moves. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the dollar extended its decline on Tuesday, falling to its lowest in 2 months against the Japanese currency, which has until recently been sliding against the greenback. Next, we have a visit by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan would undermine China and the United States relationship. This was said by China's United Nations Ambassador Jiang Jun on Monday, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Pelosi was set to visit Taiwan on Tuesday, as the United States said it would not be intimidated by Chinese warnings to never sit idly by if she made the trip. The last news comes from the world, which is one misstep from devastating nuclear war and in peril not seen since the Cold War. This was affirmed by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, as reported by BBC.com. He also conveyed that his side has been extraordinarily lucky so far. He further pointed out, amid rising global tensions, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Recover Faster, Rise Stronger. Banners and other promotional media that read Recover Faster, Rise Stronger have been seen in public places in Indonesia. That is the theme of the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. The atmosphere of Indonesia's Independence Day commemoration has become increasingly felt. The atmosphere of Independence Day in 2020 and 2021 might not appear so much. Indonesia has a tradition to celebrate Independence Day on August 17th. Every year, the excitement of the anniversary is felt as soon as August begins. The Indonesian people should apply the slogan to commemorate Indonesian independence this year in every activity. One of them is self-discipline in carrying out health protocols, including hastening to get booster vaccinations. Because it is one way for Indonesian nation to quickly recover from COVID-19. The Indonesian nation is known as a nation that likes to work together.
That spirit must be inflamed to be able to rise stronger. Micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, are the ones that must recover and rise in order to compete in the domestic and global markets. Undeniably, domestic products for micro, small, and medium enterprises still compete with imported ones. Cooperation among ministries, local governments, banking institutions, marketplaces, and all business actors must be further enhanced and strengthened so that Indonesian MSMEs rise stronger. The love of the Indonesian people for the nation's products is realized by not only echoing proud of Indonesian-made products, but also buying, using, and participating in promoting MSMEs products so that MSMEs rise stronger. Indeed, the world today is not in good condition. As stated by President Joko Widodo at the National Zikir event in the front yard of the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday evening, he reminded, after almost 2.5 years in the world, all countries are experiencing pain together because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesia cannot wait for the world to be in a good condition to rise. With the spirit of recovering faster, rising stronger, joint efforts in mutual cooperation, God willing, Indonesia will soon shake off from the pandemic and have a better economic recovery. Thus, Indonesia can do more for countries that are still in trouble. From Indonesia to the world. That's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau tak pernah berubah, kau masih saja dengan beran yang kau tak suka. Apa kata ayah? Jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar. Bye.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう 私のマスクはあなたを守る あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播 我的口罩保护你
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
aku, ku ada untukmu.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The availability of a large population of young people in both Indonesia and Vietnam is one of the basic assets of the two countries in establishing cooperation in the field of research and development. Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam, Denny Abdi, during a courtesy visit to the Secretary of the Party Committee of Ho Chi Minh City, Nguyen Phan Nen, in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, last Thursday said that high-tech industry development is the future of Indonesia and Vietnam. As quoted by the kemlu.go.id page, on the occasion, Secretary Nguyen Phan Nen said, "The close relationship between Indonesia and Vietnam has been built since the friendship of the founders of the two countries, namely President Sukarno and President Ho Chi Minh." He also explained this power is the shared responsibility of the two countries at this time, in a bid to keep promoting cooperation in various fields and foster solidarity in facing various global challenges. Responding to the global challenges, Ambassador Denny Abdi stated that support from Vietnam and other Asian member countries is needed in maintaining political stability in the region. He further remarked that a stable region is needed to ensure strong economic growth. The ambassador is optimistic that if Indonesian and Vietnamese economic growth can be maintained, then in the future, both countries will be able to contribute 60% of Asian gross domestic products GDP. The total bilateral trade between Indonesia and Vietnam in 2021 reached a value of $11.5 billion. This exceeded the trade target of $10 billion in the 4th Joint Committee for Bilateral Cooperation (JCBC) meeting, attended by both Indonesian and Vietnamese foreign ministers in Jakarta, July 20, 2022, the two countries set a new trade target of $15 billion to be achieved before 2028. Indonesia and Vietnam are currently contributing to 60% of Asian total population and 45% of Asian gross domestic product. As fellow Asian members, Indonesia and Vietnam play an important role in strengthening Asia's centrality to global power rivalries in the region.
Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu. Menelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku, semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpi.
bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Rongga is a small tribe located on the southern coast of Kota Komba District, East Manggarai Regency, Flores Island. This tribe has a special dance called Fera. Fera dance has a unique movement and contains a number of poetic songs with magical tones as a form of reflection on the relationship between humans and ancestral spirits. Fera dance was originally performed to commemorate the spirits of the dead. This dance was done after the day of the death until the funeral. However, not all the dead were commemorated with this dance. Fera dance only applied to respectable people or traditional elders who come from certain tribes and certain traditional houses. However, over time, this dance is growing. Now there are several types of dances. There is Fera dance for mourning. There is also a dance for expressing gratitude. Fera dance is also performed according to the context. For example, during the celebration of the Sacrament Krisma. This dance is now freely performed at various ceremonies, such as the ceremony of the Indonesian Independence Day, as well as cultural festivals in East Manggarai and Flores Regencies. Participants in Vera's dance are both men and women. If Fera is performed at Wela Kamba event or a death ceremony, only the family of the tribe who perform this dance. Fera dancers are generally dressed in white, both for men and women. However, now the clothes have varied, namely white clothes for men and pink clothes for female dancers, added with traditional songke scarves and cloth. In addition, male dancers wear hats and female dancers wear neoweti, or a small basket that is made of young palm leaves placed on the head. Fera dance is led by a person called Noa Lako. Female and male dancers dance in the same direction in a circle. The female dancers stand in a line while crossing their left and right hands, holding the hands of other dancers. They perform this dance simultaneously while crossing their arms and holding tightly to other dancers, accompanied by movements in place while occasionally prancing to the right, surrounding the Loka Fera or Fera dance location 7 times. While the male dancers are behind the female dancers, they follow the women's movement by walking while singing a number of Fera's lyrics, which are later followed by the women. Usually, in every Fera, it always begins with a song in the form of poem that tells the genealogy of the ancestors and their origins. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata, mengunjungi tempat wisata, or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tour guide. Dev asks Datil about the next activity. Datil conveys her travel plans using appropriate conjunction. Let's listen to their conversation.
Setelah dari Kota Tua, kita pergi kemana?
Kita makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol.
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, which means we. Makan siang, which means lunch. Di sini, which means here. Lalu, lalu, which means then. Pergi, pergi, which means go. Ke Ancol, which means to Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch here, then go to Ancol. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, kita akan makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Which means we'll have lunch here, then go to Ancol. In that speech, there is a conjunction, lalu, lalu, which means then. The conjunction lalu, lalu, which means then, states the order relationship between two activities. In that sentence, the conjunction lalu, lalu, which means then, connects kita akan makan siang di sini, kita akan makan siang di sini, which means we'll have lunch here, and pergi ke Ancol, which means going to Ancol sequentially. Makan siang di sini, which means having lunch here, is done before pergi ke Ancol. Pergi ke Ancol, which means going to Ancol. Other examples. In addition to the word lalu, lalu, which means Then, to express sequential activities, you can also use the word kemudian. Kemudian, which also means then. Let's listen to the word kemudian, kemudian, which means then, for sequential activities. Kemudian, kemudian, which means then. Kita akan berkeliling Monumen Nasional, kemudian berjalan kaki ke Balai Kota. Kita akan berkeliling Monumen Nasional, kemudian berjalan kaki ke Balai Kota, which means we'll tour the National Monument, then walk to the City Hall. In a variety of informal daily conversation, Indonesians often use the words terus, terus, which means also then, to express the order relationship between two activities. For example, kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, terus pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, terus pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Setelah dari Kota Tua, kita pergi kemana?
Kita makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects and a conversation entitled Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua then go to Ancol. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Love me when you're alone inside. Still trying to learn how it feels to be loved. Still trying to love like I've never been hurt. Friends keep telling that you're perfect, best selling. So overwhelming, or somehow they're right. They think you're an angel, well, you've never seen the devil. Well, every time I try to pick up the pieces, you're telling that you lie. And why that? Another home, lying in bed alone, lying in bed alone.
another home. Lying in bed alone. Lying in bed alone. Laugh at another home. Lying in bed alone. Lying in bed alone. Every time I try to pick up the pieces, you tell another lie, and why'd I believe it? My heart's left with another hole. Well, every time you try to look for me, I'm always right here. But baby, where'd you be?
Is it true?
Now you're lying in bed alone. Lying in bed alone. Left with another hole. Lying in bed alone.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Seresah Solop by Sharifah Zelfi Azahra. The song Seresah Solop was composed by Dedi J and Iwan, who come from the Indragiri Hilir area, Tembilahan, Riau, Sumatra Island. This song tells about the beauty of Solop Beach, which is located on Cawan Island, Indragiri Hilir Regency, Riau Province. Solop Beach has a brownish water color with a stretch of seresah, which means organic waste, and marine animal fossils or shell fragments along the shoreline. The beach is also surrounded by mangrove forests that are still awake to this day. with its beauty, Solok Beach is always remembered. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Seresah Solok by Sharifah Zelfi Azahra. Enjoy the song.
Desiran angin yang beri raba merdu, rindang pohon bakau nan menari-nari, dilukiskan dalam sebuah negeri, pantai Solok rahmat ilahi. Hamparan hutan bakau yang menawan, kisauan di Pulau Cawan tanah Sri Gemilang, pantai Solok selalu dikenang. Kilauan seresah disapu ombak, hembusan angin meniup dedaunan, melintasi laut perahu bergerak.
Budaya penduduk negeri menjunjung marwah Melayu.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.